flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Remember, you can check out all the Eagles playoff action if you're not going to game at Chickie's and Pete's, or you go there before the game. If you want to find one near you, you go to chickiesandpetes.com. So the news broke yesterday that after several years of saying that they needed an arena not in South Philadelphia, the Philadelphia 76ers and Comcast had agreed to go 50-50 on an arena in South Philly after all of this.
Well, maybe they listened to Tornadoes Call on Friday.
Clapping yeah. up in here. Clapping up, damn it. We're so, keeping the arena in South Philly.
So it's great news that the arena's in South Philly, as I think we all expected traffic nonsense if it ended up being at Market East. However, I will say this. They obviously were using the Market East, just like they used Camden. They used the Market East location as a negotiating tactic to get a better deal from Comcast because they probably just wanted to stay in South Philly because it's much easier there.
They knew it was better to be, yeah.
Yeah. The city's own report said that 40% or less of people were going to have to drive to Market East for there not to be gridlock, and like 70% drive now. Right. So it was. So my only point is, how does, shame on the mayor and city council for not sniffing this out. City council who approved it, who got bullied, by the way, and approved it for much less money than they could have gotten in the agreement. And I give credit to everyone from city council who voted against it. How do they do this and you not sniff this out and force the Sixers and Comcast Spectacor to get in a room and figure it out? You know what I mean? Like, they got scared of the Camden thing, and yeah. and they just gave it up. And think of every dollar and every dollar that was spent and every minute that was spent of our city government wasting time on this just so these two giant companies could end up staying exactly where they were and going into business together and doing the thing that we all believe makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And then everything that the Sixers said about how important it was for the city to put the arena in Market East, how an arena could revitalize the city, and what they really care about is the city. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we'll do something there. Well, you know what? We'll revitalize it some other way.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it all looks so stupid. And all of the arguing that happened, which, by the way, turned into, like, awful racial stuff, whether it was the Chinatown groups or it was the black groups that were for it, and like these sorts of things just blur the topic of what we're actually talking about here, mm-hmm. which is where should this arena be and where should these billion-dollar companies decide to put their arena. Everybody in Philadelphia knew it's best to stay in South Philly, yep. right? We all
yep.
knew.
Yep.
We all knew it's best to stay in South Philly.
Yep.
And you can make all the arguments you want about, well, there's four different SEPTA lines that go there. It's like, great.
Right.
You can still get to the arenas by taking the Broad Street line. Does it take one extra train? Yeah, absolutely yeah. it does. But if you live in you know, I live in North Jersey. If you live up there, you can't just take one train everywhere you want to go in New York City. Sometimes you got to
right.
take two. Sometimes you got to take three.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's like, it just makes city government look so incapable and weak. And if I'm a big company, I just look at it and go, I'd be able to do whatever I want with that city. I'd be
yeah.
able to run them around in circles, you know?
But ultimately, you are happy that it's...
Yes, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to drive... If we worked in that area. You know, we worked at 4th and Market for years.
Yep.
11th and Market, it would be a cluster trying to get to that.
Yeah.
No one, unless you already live in the city or already work right there... Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's not better for anybody. There's so much space in South Philly. So they're gonna go into the arena together, and it's going to be a 50-50 thing. I guess Comcast Spectacor gets a small ownership share of the Sixers, and then they're going to be able to build real estate. And then they're going to, the two things is they're going to partner on a to-be-determined revitalization project for Market East, and they're going to pursue a WNBA team just to make everybody happy.
Oh, man, we did a WNBA team!
Yeah. So after...
Can we get this team out?
After BSing everybody for 2 years.
If we get an expansion team, do we get the number one pick?
Oh, I don't know. Can we go back in time and get Caitlin Clark?
Oh, hell no. We're getting somebody better. Juju Watkins.
Uh-oh.
Well, this will be...
This is like...
I think it's like 6 years down the...
But a WNBA team?
Well, because we won't be one of the first ones, I don't think. Like, there's...
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening right away, because this thing won't even get built until...
Damn that building. Can't they play in this one?
I guess they could, yeah.
Right? I'm just wondering, if we get a team, they could play here.
Well, I think they just expanded the league.
Yeah, they...
And they'll have to go through another round of it.
Yeah.
Let's go!
All right.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
A note to the Sixers. Why don't you get your own team to .500 before you go and get another team? You know?
Dude, another tough loss yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, big day for Josh Harris, though.
I mean,
did you see him?
Oh, he was happy.
Wait.
Him and Magic?
He said at the press conference to excuse him because he had a really long night. It's like, you know what? Nobody here cares, buddy.
Oh, did he really throw that out at the press conference?
Somebody sent me the text of it. Yeah.
By the way, act like you won a playoff game before. I mean, I know they haven't. But
yeah.
Like, you should be partying all night because you beat the Bucks.
Dude, if you were the Washington Commanders,
yeah.
you would have been partying all night, too.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They've been partying all year. They drafted this kid.
They feel like
they got one right.
Yes, they got one right.
They feel like they've been held hostage by their previous owner.
Yes.
You know, that who knows? To be a Commanders fan over the last two decades
yeah.
is probably
Magic was there yesterday.
Well, he's a winner. Anywhere he goes, he's going to win.
Yeah, it really
that
is.
That damn Jaden Daniels, though, man.
He's a pretty good player, man.
Man. Boy, he's going to be a headache for the next decade.
215-592-9494.
Yes.
But yes, to your point, I am very happy that
yes.
it's going to be in South Philly. I just, like, I'm embarrassed that it took all of this for this to happen when this really just ends up being two giant companies, the Harris Blitzer and Comcast, just like, you know this is the best thing.
Yeah.
Just lock yourself in a room until you
figure it out
instead of wasting everyone's time and money.
And emotions and everything else.
Think of every dollar and every minute by not just city government, but people thinking about this.
Oh, yeah.
And the money that was spent to try to spin people one way or
right.
spin people the other way with PR companies. It's like, come on. If our city was in perfect condition and everybody was, you know, everything's great, then that's one thing. Well, it's not. All that time and money could have been spent on something more productive.
Maybe it was the one car protest.
Yeah.
Driving around that really sold them. This is a bad idea.
Maybe. 215-592-9494. Will and Olney, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I was waiting to comment on the game yesterday, but since y'all on the Sixers, I'm about to start a fire. The first thing they need to worry about is what they're going to do with Embiid. And I say trade him.
Yeah, get rid of him, yep.
Yeah. Well, they can't trade him until the end of the year anyway.
Shut up, Spike. Yeah, we'll shut up, Spike.
I want to talk about the Eagles.
This is good. Yeah, you talk about Sixers.
A lot of people think, don't get me wrong, he's the best player in the league when he's healthy. He's the most dominant player of the league, again, when he's healthy. And that's the theme of what I'm saying, when he's healthy.
What do you want to trade him for, Will?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. I'll be happy with some picks. They're not going to get a star player for him, but they might as well just go ahead and start over and get some picks because the same thing that happened with Ben Simmons. By the time they got ready to trade Ben Simmons, his value was already shot. So
yeah, the problem is your team is not going to be bad enough at any point. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're going to trade Embiid, you might as well trade Maxey. You might as well trade Paul George too.
Trade Paul George, but not
Maxey. Yeah, who's taking that?
Yeah, you don't got to do that.
Paul George? You can find somebody to take Paul George.
Get rid of George. Can go. We keeping Maxey though. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, so we're getting Cooper Flagg next year.
That's right. Capture the flag. Right.
You see him score 42 the other day on 14 shots.
First time since Redick in 06.
They're not getting Cooper Flagg.
Your boy.
I'm not letting people do this. I'm not letting you do it.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I definitely did want to comment on the game yesterday.
What do you think about Jalen?
Let's get back to it. So my thing is, I think what a lot of people are overlooking is that Green Bay wasn't. They ain't no slouch on defense. First off, they were a top five defense throughout the year. They're not that far behind the Eagles, and then also. I think as far as with Jalen is concerned, a lot of that, I think they got, for some reason, I think when Jalen is in there, they get a little bit too cute with the play calling. Because, if you look at it, when they scored on that Goddard drive, the ball was out quick. They did a little play action. That's how they got Devontae Smith all the way down the field. And then they did some quick throws, some quick hitters. In the first quarter, when Jalen got sacked, they were in the it was the first or second quarter. Jalen got sacked. They were getting close to the red zone, getting close to the end zone. And when you look at the receivers, there were no hot routes. Every receiver was running a route that was 10, 15 yards down the field, and everybody's back was to Jalen Hurts, and it wasn't nowhere for him to go. So I think that's a lot of that was some of the theme yesterday too, because they showed a couple plays where receivers were running routes and they were either half-assing it or they were just They were just lollygagging. I don't know what was going on with it. But, I mean, as far as throughout the playoffs, I think they'll get it right because I said the same thing before the Steelers game. I said they'll get it right because they, you know, when they need to do stuff, when they need to come through, they always come through. And then also the Eagles, they have the winning formula. The winning formula comes down to the fundamentals of football, blocking and tackling. The Eagles got the best O-line in football and arguably the best D-line in football. And when you can control the trenches and control the line of scrimmage, you win the game and you have a lot of room to spare when you can do that too.
Yeah, well, the win, and thank you for the call, Will. Winning on the offensive line and defensive line has been the recipe for this team for the last decade. You know, having a great offensive line and getting pressure up front defensively has been that.
Well, I'd argue the last 25 years.
You're right. That's really fair.
It's
yeah.
been my whole life.
Well, I'm thinking about like this era of yeah. Eagles football has been about that. Get your calls right after I tell you about, you know, you go back with our football team, the phrase gold standard. You don't love that phrase. But with Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, you love it. They give you the gold standard experience. John Ashdale, the cars are, he's like, I'm fixing gold standard. The team at Colonial Hyundai, what does it mean? It means faster, easier, better. Faster, easier, better. How's it faster? Well, they're going to have the car that you need. They've got over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot, over 80 of them, less than 30 grand if you're worried about price. Easy. Financing as low as 0%. 0% on select 2024s. And they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Everyone knows that. At least $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. That's Mark's Jewelers, marks-jewelers.com. Who are you rooting for tonight? 75% of the audience says the Rams over the Vikings. And okay. I would agree with that, right? I'd rather have the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Fellas, what's going on? How's it going?
What up, Ant?
Not much. Hey, man, I'm sitting here looking at the highlights from yesterday's game. Did you guys see that clip at the end of the game when Saquon took that knee and AJ and Javonte were on the sidelines and they were pissed off that he did that. I didn't realize that.
I didn't see it, but
it was
he
sarcastically.
Oh, okay, he mentioned it afterwards. Yeah.
And the yeah. Eagles just put a video out, yeah, like with the whole audio.
They showed it.
It was cool.
Oh, okay.
It was cool.
Oh,
yeah. It was funny.
Okay.
Yeah, they were basically saying Devontae was waving him over, and he was like asking him like, "What are you doing? Like you should have took that to the house because you were gone and nobody was catching you." So and
Trouble
Nick
in
was
Paris?
Right there in the middle of it. They were laughing about it, but. But he was basically telling him, like, you know, there was no reason for me to do it, basically. I thought that was funny. But on to the game yesterday. So I heard you, Spike, talking to the guy earlier about the play. He brought up the fact that none of the receivers were getting open in the game yesterday. If you go back and watch that game, there was one play, and you guys probably saw this, where they showed from the sky cam. Like the after the play, so Tom Brady is speaking to the fact that none of the receivers are open, and he's pretty much saying, I thought Jalen was just holding on to the ball. I'm like, get rid of the ball. But as they showed in the sky cam, and Tom Brady's breaking it down, he's like, look, if you look, none of the receivers are open right here. And to me, it just seemed like yesterday. I don't know why. Like, I know AJ is a little hurt and all that kind of stuff, but like. The receivers weren't coming back to the ball. Like, my dad was telling me, he played football. He said, like, in practice, you have these scramble drills and all that kind of stuff that you do where receivers know, you know, how to move back to the quarterback and how to do all these different things. But in a few plays yesterday, I'm looking at Jalen holding on to the ball, but I'm not seeing any of the receivers kind of like – I saw Devontae do it a couple times, but – Like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, how does that work? Like, I'm kind of confused on why that happened in the game the way that it did.
Well, I certainly know what you're talking about when you say the scramble drill. Yeah, when the quarterback is back there and the route, the timing of the route seemingly has been broken down. Now you want guys to try to get open, and it's usually one guy goes deep, one guy's come back to the ball. Depending on how they are lined up prior to the snap, whether it's a 2x2 formation or a 3x1 formation. Yeah, I don't know, man. I saw a little bit of that myself, and you're wondering, like, okay, you got to help your quarterback out by coming back to the ball or trying to uncover. I don't know, man. Listen, we got some quarterbacks out there that said, like Orlowski, who said they didn't believe Jalen was rusty. I still believe he was rusty. Can we all just agree the passing game did not look great yesterday? For whatever reason, I mean, I don't know, but Spike mentioned this in the last segment. Hadn't looked much different in the other games either.
Yeah, he threw, he had 120 net passing yards yesterday. Yeah. That's not, they've done that like five other times this year. And the only, and no disrespect to Tom Brady, but I know the play that you're talking about, and I actually believe he was wrong. Because as he was saying that.
Did you just say the GOAT was wrong?
Well, he was wrong.
Yeah, that's
great. If you go back and you watch it, those are routes where the ball has to be there when the guy hits his spot. And what he was showing, Tom Brady was showing every receiver at the end of his route. Specifically, I forget who was in the middle of the field. I don't know if it was Goddard or whoever it was sitting down in the middle of the field. And at that point, he was covered. But if the ball had come out earlier and been there when he got there, he wouldn't have been covered. So this has been an issue, whether it's rust or not rust. This has been, and again, I'm not absolving Kellen Moore. I'm not saying Kellen Moore couldn't have done a better job yesterday. It's very difficult overall to know who was supposed to do what and when they were supposed to do it. It's tough in football all the time. But I do know that this has been an issue that has plagued them all year long, whether it's yesterday or not yesterday. Now, I can't speak to why receivers were not coming back to the ball or anything. I have no idea. But the play you're talking
AJ
about.
AJ probably said, man, I ain't about to keep running around.
Right. I'm not. I have one catch.
I got to finish this chapter.
Well, yeah. Stop, man. He was injured, man.
So, but I think Tom Brady was wrong on that one call, actually.
That's good.
Well, thank you for the call, Evan. I do.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, man, we can question
well,
the goal.
By the way,
it's not like he's above being questioned.
By the way, it's not like receivers are just running open on every play. Like, sometimes you throw receivers open. I mean, that's part of the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He'll be better next week.
Yeah, sure.
So, Jack.
Yeah.
Now,
hey,
Jack has his game balls.
Yeah.
Next for the top five.
Or do we want AI Jack?
Yeah. Honest
do,
Jack?
Do we want Honest Jack to give out the game balls?
Yeah, why don't you work on that?
Yeah. Maybe if me and Ike are out one day, you could host the show
with
Honest Jack.
Honest Jack.
Yeah, Jack and Honest
idea.
Jack. Yeah, new podcast.
They always said, we need more friends.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Game balls next? Anything anything creative in the game balls?
No. All right. Getting through it.
I don't want to stress you on the first day.
Getting through it.
Right. I'm a little tired.
And we will talk
just
about
kidding.
We will talk about AJ's book reading next as well, along with your calls. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Eagles playoff football is back.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.